సహనావతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. పేజ్ నెంబర్ 178, సెకండ్ చాప్టర్, ఫస్ట్ బ్రాహ్మణం, సెకండ్ మంత్ర. సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః. య ఏవాసావాదిత్యే పురుష ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాసయితి. సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రు. మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః అతిష్టాః సర్వేషాం భూతానాం మూర్ధా రాజేతి. వా అహమేతదముపాసయితి సయ ఏతమేవముపాస్తే అతిష్టాః సర్వేషాం భూతానాం మూర్ధా రాజా భవతి. We have entered into the second chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This second chapter begins with the dialogue between Ajatashatru and Gargyah. Ajatashatru happens to be a Kshatriya Raja who is playing a student role initially, and Gargya the Brahmana Pandita is a teacher role he is playing. Gargya offers his teaching to Ajatashatru Raja, who is the king of Kashi. Gargya approached who is Anuchanaha, well-learned and capable of communicating to others. Anuchanaha, that is very, very important. There are some people, they talk, they communicate, but they don't have stuff. They don't have the subject to communicate. But there are some people, they have subject, but they cannot communicate. Both that communication as well as subject, knowledge, whoever is having, he is called Anuchanaha. Anuchanaha. But at the same time, that Vidya also should give Vinayam. Gargya is Anuchanaha, but there is no Vinayam. Therefore, his title is called Drupta Balaki. So his father's name is Balaki. So his father's name comes along with Drupta. Drupta means this is a title for Gargya. Not title. Drupta means headstrong in artha. Garvam, garvishti in artha. What type of garvam? Vidya garvam. Because of that Vidya garvam, he approached Ajatashatru and says, I teach you about Brahma Vidya, about Brahman, I will teach you. Then Ajatashatru is so happy. Everybody is running towards Janaka Maharaja only. And thinking that Janaka Maharaja alone is generous, giving more dakshina. And thinking that Janaka Maharaja only interested in spirituality. Janaka Maharaja only interested in listening these type of discourses. But you have come to me. So I am very happy that you have recognized me. I am also interested in spirituality. I am also able to give more dakshina, generous I am also. Therefore, you have come to me to teach this Brahma Vidya. And you said, Brahmatre Bravanitina. I will teach you about Brahman, that Brahma Jnanam. For that itself, I will give 1,000 cows. For that statement. Generous, you know. So, 1,000 cows. Each cow, how much value, you know. Those days, you know, lot of value, you know. Pashu Sampada is real Sampada for them, not currency. So, 1,000 cows means not ordinary thing. Then, okay, you teach me what you know, you teach me. Then from second mantra onwards, Gargya is starting about that teaching Brahman. Brahma Vidya is teaching. Who is Brahman? Gargya says, I meditate upon that Aditya as Brahman. I meditate upon Aditya as Brahman. Look into the mantra. Sahovacha Gargyaha. Gargya said, Ya evam evam eva asau Aditye Purushaha Etam eva aham Brahma Upasa iti. Here Brahma means Hiranyagarbha. Why not Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupa Brahma? Why not? Na Upasa is there. These are all clues. No? When Upasana word occur, that it is not a Nirgunam Brahman. We have to understand. Upasa iti. I meditate upon that Hiranyagarbha. Where? Upon that Aditya. And another important note. Important means we can understand this whole Upasana when you keep that in your mind. What is that? Jiva is called Adhyatmam. Adhyatmam. Hiranyagarbha is the total samashti is called Adhidaivam. Adhyatma means the individual jiva is none other than a conglomeration of all sense organs. Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, Pancha Pranadayaha. Whole thing put together, jiva. Individual is not body. We never care for this body. In Hindu Dharma especially, we believe in rebirth. Our most important focus is on that jiva. Jiva means what? Subtle body. That is what people call as soul, soul. Departed soul. It is a departed soul. Jiva is here connoting not sthula shariram, not atma, but here sukshma shariram. All indriyani put together, karanani. So this jiva and adhi daivam presiding devatas, each sense organ has got its own corresponding adhi devata. Chakshusha suryaha, shrotrasya digdevata, tvacho vayuhu. Like this whole, all sense organs have got their own corresponding devatas. So all devatas put together adhidaivam. Samashti level. Vashti level indriyam. And indriyam has got a corresponding devata. All devatas put together adhidaivam. That adhidaivam, all devatas under the control of Hiranyagarbha. All devatas put together nothing but Hiranyagarbha Prajapatihi. So therefore this Gargyaha says that I meditate upon that corresponding deity invoking that Hiranyagarbha. I meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. Alambanam is what? Adityaha. So Upasana Alambanam. Upasana, meditation always require what? Alambana, symbol. And you meditate upon that alambanam, your aim is upasya devata. Saligramam, you are looking at saligramam, that is upasana alambanam. What is your upasya devata? Vishnu is the upasya devata. When you take Shivalingam as Alambanam, who is Upasya Devata? Shiva. When you take Sri Chakram as Alambanam, who is Upasya Devata? Devi. So, like that, here Hiranyagarbha is Upasya Devata. As Brahman, I meditate upon him. Alambanam is what? Adityaha. Aditya, Surya Mandalastha Adityaha. Surya Mandalam is a Golakam. In that Golakam, that Devata is Aditya, the sun. And I look upon that sun, Aditya, as Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is ultimate Brahman for Gargya. Because Gargya do not know about Nirguna Brahman, therefore there is no question of Saguna Brahma Jnanam also. Because we are familiar with Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. Therefore, here Gargya do not have that knowledge about there are two types of Brahmans. Therefore, Gargya never used the word Saguna Brahma. Enna Saguna manichunna Nirguna manirukum illiyo. Therefore he use only Brahma. Saguna Nirguna identification, that classification knowledge is not at all having. Therefore what is Gargya's understanding? Hiranyagarbha is Brahman. Therefore whatever he says, it is not wrong, it is not a mistake. He is not doing any error because he is not focused to that Nirguna Brahman. Therefore, Brahman means only one Brahman. There is no Saguna Brahma, Nirguna Brahma in the Madri classification. So, Aditya Purusha Eva Aham Brahma Iti Upasa. I meditate upon. Then Ajatashatru immediately, Sahovacha Ajatashatruhu. What Ajatashatru says? Ma etasmin avatishthaha. Because I am meditating upon the same Hiranyagarbha, you need not teach this to me. Don't waste your time and my time. Don't teach me. I know much more than you. Because you meditate upon that Hiranyagarbha as Brahman. You are taking that Hiranyagarbha as Brahman. I meditate upon Hiranyagarbha with much more virtues. Some visheshanams. That guna sampannaha Hiranyagarbha aham. I do meditation upon that. Therefore, much more I know. I am already doing that meditation. What he says. Atishthaha sarvesham bhutanam. This is the, what are all visheshanam he gives? Hiranyagarbha is one who is having all these virtues. Three virtues he gives. First virtue is atishthaha sarvesham. Atishthaha means sarvan atitya tishthati. It is sar atishthaha. Atishthaha. That means one who is superior. I meditate upon Hiranyagarbha who is superior. Not only that, Murdha, Bhutanam Murdha. I meditate upon that Hiranyagarbha as Murdha means here Pujyaha anartha. Pujyaha, Varaniyaha, Adaraniyaha, Adorable. Sambhajaniyaha. All these are Sanskrit words. So, become familiar with these words. Adaraniyaha, Vananiyaha, Sambhajaniyaha. English translation is adorable. This is the second glory or virtue of that Hiranyagarbha. Third glory is Raja. Raja means Prakasha Swarupaha. Hiranyagarbha is Prakasha Swarupam. With all these virtues I am meditating. You said only Aditya. You are worshipping. So I know much more with these virtues I am meditating upon. So Raja means Deeptiman. Rajate, brilliant. So whatever, what is the Upasana Phalam? We have to remember. Yatha yatha upaste tathaiva bhavati. As you think upon that Upasya Devata, with what virtues you meditate, you get those virtues. That means what? You are meditating upon that Hiranyagarbha as Atishthaha, great superior. You also become superior. Upasaka also become superior, like Hiranyagarbha. Murdha. Upasaka also is adorable. Everybody respect him. Pujyaha. And he is also, he will become shining, brilliant. So let all people do upasana. Then next, from second mantra up to 13th mantra, this is the topic. Okay. All upasanas, corresponding devata and meditating upon that devata, looking at devata as Hiranyagarbha and getting that phalam. So each upasana has got its own phalam. Now we'll read the third mantra. So second mantra, first upasana. Third mantra, second upasana. If you go to 13th mantra, what upasana comes? The 12th upasana will come. Totally 12 upasanas. Let us read third up from third mantra onwards. The 13th mantra I will read continuously because I will give the gist of those mantras. Okay. Otherwise we don't read. No. Once in our lifetime we will read. Okay. Let us chant those mantras.
Saho vache gargyaham.
य एवासौ चन्द्रे पुरुषः
य एवासौ चन्द्रे एतमेवाहं ब्रह्मोपासयति सहोवाच अजातशत्रुः मामैतस्मिन् संवदिष्टाः बृहन्त पांडरवासाः सोमो राजेति वा अहमेतमुपासयति स य एतमेवमुपास्ते अहरहर्ह सुतः प्रसृतो भवति नास्यन्नं क्षीयते सहोवाच गार्ग्यः एवासौ विद्युतिपुरुषः एतमेवाहं ब्रह्मोपासयति सहोवाच अजातशत्रुः मामैतस्मिन् संवदिष्टाः तेजस्वीति वा अहमेतमुपासयति स य एतमेवमुपास्ते तेजस्वीह भवति तेजस्विनी हास्य प्रजा भवति सहोवाच गार्ग्यः य एवायमाकाशे पुरुषः एतमेवाहं ब्रह्मोपासयति सहोवाचाजासत्शत्रुः सहोवाचाजातशत्रुः मामैतस्मिन् संवदिष्टाः पूर्णमप्रवर्तीति वा अहमेतमुपासयति स य एतमेवमुपास्ते पूर्यते प्रजया पशुभिः नास्यास्मान् लोकात् प्रजोद्वर्तते सहोवाच गार्ग्यः य एवायं वायौ पुरुषः एतमेवाहं ब्रह्मोपासयति सहोवाच अजातशत्रुः मामैतस्मिन् संवदिष्टाः इन्द्रो वैकुण्ठो अपराजिताम् सेनेति वाम् अहमेतमुपासयति स य एतमेवमुपास्ते जिष्णुर्हा परा जिष्णुर्भवति अन्यतस्त्यजायीम् सहोवाच गार्ग्यः य एवायमग्नौ पुरुषः एतमेवाहं ब्रह्मोपासयति సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః విషాసహిరితి మా అహమేతముపాసయితి స ఏతమేవముపాస్తే విషాసహిర్హవతి విషాసహిర్హస్య ప్రజాభవతి సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః య ఏవాయమప్సు పురుషః ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాసయితి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః ప్రతిరూపయితి వా అహమేతముపాసయితి స ఏతమేవముపాస్తే ప్రతిరూపం హైవైనముపగచ్చతి నా ప్రతిరూపం అథో ప్రతిరూపః అస్మాజ్జాయతే సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః య ఏవాయమాదర్శే పురుషః ఏవాయమాదర్శే ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాసయితి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మాం ఏతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః రోచిష్ణురితి వా అహమేతముపాసయితి స ఏతమేవముపాస్తే రోచిష్ణుర్హవతి రోచిష్ణుర్హాస్య ప్రజాభవతి అథో యైహి సన్నిగచ్చతి సర్వాన్ స్థాన్ తిరోచతే సర్వాన్ స్థాన్ అతిరోచతే సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః ఏవాయం యంతం పశ్చాత్ శబ్దో అనుదేతి ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాసయితి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః అసురితి వా అహమేతముపాసయితి స ఏతమేవముపాస్తే సర్వం హైవాస్మిన్ లోక ఆయురేతి నైనం పురా కాలాత్ ప్రాణో జహాతి సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః య ఏవాయం దిక్షు పురుషః ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాసయితి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్టాః ద్వితీయః అనపగః ఇతి వా అహమేతముపాసయితి సయ ఏతమేవ ముపాస్తే ద్వితీయవాన్ భవతి నాస్మాద్ గణ సిద్ధ్యతే సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః య ఏవాయం ఛాయామయ పురుషః ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాసయితి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్ఠాః మృత్యురితి వా అహమేతముపాసయితి స ఏతమేవ ముపాస్తే సర్వం హైవాస్మిన్ లోక ఆయురేతి నైనం పురా కాలాన్ మృత్యురాగచ్చతి సహోవాచ గార్గ్యః య ఏవాయం ఆత్మని పురుషః ఏతమేవాహం బ్రహ్మోపాసయితి సహోవాచ అజాతశత్రుః మామైతస్మిన్ సంవదిష్ఠాః ఆత్మన్వీతి వా అహమేతముపాసయితి స ఏతమేవ ముపాస్త ఆత్మన్వీహ భవతి ఆత్మన్వినీహాస్య ప్రజా భవతి సహ తూష్ణీమాస గార్గ్యః
to test your patience. Each mantra is going to talk about one upasana. So in the second mantra we saw one upasana. What are all there in upasana? Aditya devata alambanam, then virtues means glories of that Hiranyagarbha. Second point, then phalam. These are the three things mentioned in that mantra differently. Other things are same. What that Ajatashatru says, Gargya says, I am meditating upon this devata as Hiranyagarbha. Then Ajatashatru says, I know this. You don't tell me. I know much more. I know the glories. These are the phalam pariya upasaka. Like this he is go on telling up to 13th mantra. Each mantra Gargya mentions a devata and meditation, and Ajatashatru says that is not superior. Virtues I mention, listen, he says virtues, and whoever knows these virtues and meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, those virtues he can attain, upasaka will attain. This is what the whole topic. Okay, let us look into the third mantra. Third mantra, upasana number 2. You can write a chart, you know, nice chart you can prepare. What is this devata here? Chandra devata. Chandra devata is the alambanam. Taken that as alambanam and meditating on Hiranyagarbha. Taking that devata, meditating upon whom? Not Chandra. Meditating upon Hiranyagarbha. Looking at Chandra. Chandra devata. Chandra is presiding deity of which? Which indriyam? మూన్ అది కదా మూడ్ అని చెల్లువా మూన్కి మూడ్ కనెక్షన్ మనసో దేవత చంద్రమా లైక్ దట్ Now, what are the virtues? Ajatashatru says, I give only devata, virtues, phalam. Okay? I don't want to elaborate. Virtues, we have to see that brihan. Brihan means great in artha. Brihat, great, superior. Second glory is in that third mantra, Pandaravasaha, Hiranyagarbha. I look upon him as Pandaravasaha. Pandara means Shuklam, white. Vasa means Vastram. Shukla Vastradhari. I look at Hiranyagarbha as white robed one. The one who is wearing white dress. Somo Raja, attractive. Soma means that Soma creeper, that which gives more annam. Somo Raja, pleasing one. Moon, pleasing one. Moon is always pleasing one. Pleasing one. And that Soma, that Chandra, Kiranams are the cause for annam. Therefore, Anna Samriddhi. Whoever does Upasana in this manner upon that moon, taking him as Hiranyagarbha, he also become who is Manoharaha. Moon is Manoharaha. Manas Harati iti Manoharaha. Therefore, Manoharan per moon. So, pleasing Manoharaha, Anna Samriddhi. Whoever does this Upasana, that person also will be, phalam is what? He will also will become great. And second benefit is, he also become very white in the sense, not white dress. No, bright in artha. Bright. Then Anna Samriddhina. He is also very attractive, pleasing, and get more annam. No food problem in artha. This is second upasana. And the fourth mantra, third upasana comes. Upasana devata is vidyut. Upasana number 3. Devata is vidyut, lightning. Minnal. Okay. Lightning. What is the glory, virtue? Tejasvi iti. Kantiman, tejasvi, brilliant, shining. So, upasaka also will be become brilliant, bright, shining. These are the benefits. Then, fifth mantra, fourth upasana, devata is Vayu Devata, wind, air devata. What are the virtues? Indra. I look upon that Vayu as Indra. And Hiranyagarbha, I look upon Hiranyagarbha as Indra upon this Vayu. Shanno Mitrasyam Varunaha. And the mantra, all devatas will come in that. Indra means here Ishwaraha, Lord. Second glory is Vaikunthaha. Upasana number 4, then 4. Which mantra? Fifth mantra. Fifth mantra. Vaikuntha means amandaha anartham. Amandaha, not dull. Ezeil anartham. Ever active. Vayu is ever active. Okay. Third glory is, virtue is aparajitaha sena. The glory, virtue of that Hiranyagarbha is the one whose army is undefeated, undefeatable. So, phalam is what? This upasaka also become Ishwaraha, Lord. And this upasaka also will be agile, always active, not dull, ever active upasaka. Then his enemies are also is Sena, not enemies. His Sena means his people are not defeated at any time. Undefeatable. Means ever victorious in artham. And then ever victorious. Thus this person, Upasaka also, wherever he goes, always success, success, success. No defeat.
அதுக்கு தான் உபாசனம் பண்ணுவார் சில பேர். Now comes the sixth mantra, fifth upasana. Gargaha says, Vayau, sorry, Vayu over, no? Akasha, sorry. Akasha. Some correction here. See, Agni, Akasha is the fourth upasana, sorry. Fourth upasana, Akasha. I said Vayu. That Vayu number you put into fifth upasana. Okay. Now, wait. See, second mantra, first upasana. Third mantra, second upasana. Fourth mantra, third upasana. Now what I have given Vayu, that is fourth upasana, fifth mantra. Come on. No. Skada. Akasha. That is Vayu you have to take to sixth mantra. So fifth mantra you have to take it as Akasha. Konja gap kudunga middle. Enna ore upasano upasana. Fifth mantra is talking about Akasha Devata. That is fourth upasana. Okay. Akasha Devata. Glory is Purnaha iti. Apravarti iti. These are two glories. Purnaha means the one who fills up everything. Confusion irukko. Fourth upasana, fifth mantra. Akasha Devata, virtue is Purnaha Apravarti. Purnaha means filling up every time. Purnaha, then Akriyavan. Apravarti means Akasha never do anything. So Hiranyagarbha also never do anything like that. I meditate upon. Akriyavan means inactive in artham. Relaxed. Inactive, relaxed. So Upasaka also Purnaha Bhavatin. And he get more children. Prajaya Pashubhin. Prajaya means with more children, many cattle, vahanams he gets. Purnaha Bhavati. Shantaha Bhavati. Whenever you are inactive, you are Shantaha, relaxed in artham. Now this comes the sixth mantra, fifth upasana, and the Vayu. It is already over. Sixth mantra, fifth upasana, Vayu. So I need not explain that. Okay? Now, seventh mantra, sixth upasana. Agni Devata. Agni Devata, what are the glories? Vishasahihina. Vishasahihina means Kshamavan ityarthaha. Tolerant one. That is the one glory. One, whatever you offer Agni Bhagavan, he receives, he accepts. So, yavala Kshamavan irkanu. All the things you just dump in the fire, he swallows everything. That is called Kshamagudam. That's called Vishasahi. Oblation, whatever you offer, he accepts. So what is the phalam? Upasaka also get Kshamagudam. Purumai in artha. Idi kattikano, Agni Devatanu paathi, namma kattikano. Agni Devata maari eriyakoodathu. Okay. Agni Devata maari porumai vechukanum. Porumai varanum. Then eighth mantra, seventh upasana. Gargya says, Jala Devata Alambana Purvaka Hiranyagarbha upasana. Virtues. Pratirupatvam. That is the one glory here. Pratirupatvam means samana rupatvam. Once you look into the water, you look at your own face. You know? Pratirupam means what? Samana rupam. What are the benefits? Palam venu manaku mukhyam. Samana guna putra prapti. Whatever parents have good virtues, the same virtues children will get. நல்ல அப்பா அம்மா நல்லா இருந்தா, நல்ல குணங்கள் இருந்தா குழந்தை கூட நல்ல குணங்கள் வரும். எக்ரியபிள் வர்ச்சூஸ் அர்த்தம்.
సమాన గుణ పుత్ర ప్రాప్తి అండ్ వస్తు ప్రాప్తి ఆల్సో ఆల్ అగ్రియబుల్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఐ లైక్ ఐ లవ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఐ లవ్ టు ప్రొసెస్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఓన్లీ కమ్ టు మీ ఈవెన్ పీపుల్ ఆల్సో హూమ్ ఐ లైక్ ఓన్లీ దే కమ్ టు మీ హూమ్ ఐ డోంట్ లైక్ దే డోంట్ కమ్ టు మీ నాన్ అగ్రియబుల్ పీపుల్ నాన్ అగ్రియబుల్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ విల్ నాట్ కమ్ అండ్ డిస్టర్బ్ అస్ ఓకే ఇఫ్ యు డూ దిస్ ఉపాసన వాట్ జల ఉపాసన హిరణ్య గర్భ జల ఉపాసన నౌ కమ్స్ నెక్స్ట్ ఉపాసన నైన్త్ మంత్ర ఎయిత్ ఉపాసన ఆదర్శం మిర్రర్ కన్నాడి ఈస్ ద ఆలంబనం రోచిష్ణు వెరీ వెరీ క్లియర్ వెన్ యూ లుకింగ్ టు ద మిర్రర్ ఇన్ జల యువర్ ప్రతిబింబం ఈజ్ నాట్ క్లియర్ బట్ యువర్ ప్రతిబింబం రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఈజ్ వెరీ క్లియర్ వేర్ ఇన్ మిర్రర్ సో దేర్ ఫర్ క్లారిటీ స్పష్టత రోచిష్ణు షైనింగ్ స్వచ్ఛ స్వభావ హిరణ్య గర్భ ఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ స్వచ్ఛ స్వభావ ఇది యహ ఉపాసనం కరోతి సహ స్వచ్ఛ స్వభావ భవతి హీ ఆల్సో హిస్ మైండ్ ఆల్సో విల్ బికమ్ ప్యూర్ దట్ మీన్స్ బెనిఫిట్స్ శంకరాచార్య సేస్ ద వన్ హూ డస్ దిస్ ఉపాసన ఇన్ దిస్ విత్ దిస్ వర్చు హిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్ చిల్డ్రన్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ దట్ ఫ్యామిలీ గౌరవం ఆల్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆల్సో రీటైన్ దేర్ క్యారెక్టర్ గుడ్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ దే బ్రింగ్ గుడ్ నేమ్ టు ద ఫ్యామిలీ గౌరవం దే ప్రొటెక్ట్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ గౌరవం రెస్పెక్ట్ దే విల్ నాట్ స్పాయిల్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ రెస్పెక్ట్ స్వచ్ఛ స్వభావం నౌ కమ్స్ నైన్త్ ఉపాసన అసుదేవత టెన్త్ మంత్ర అసుదేవత అసు అన్న హియర్ వెన్ ఏ పర్సన్ ఇస్ వాకింగ్ ఆర్ రన్నింగ్ a sound comes a gasping sound comes shabdah anugachan shabdah when person is walking running and the sound varum illaya and the shabdam hiranya garbhana nenachi meditation pannanuma and anugachan shabdah what is the glory pranah pranah or asugunah asugunah means liveliness liveliness What is the phalam? Dirgha Ayushu. That's why people are all walking, I think. Walkers association because of this only maybe, you know. Walker, when they are walking, they are gasping will come. Once the gasping comes, what is the phalam? Dirgha Ayushu. Correct? Dirgha Ayushu. Apamrutyu won't come. No? Accidental death will not take place. Apamrutyu, sudden death won't come. Then, 10th mantra, 9th upasana. Sorry. Inge da malli correction. Sorry. Okay, okay. 9th mantra na, 8th upasana over? Okay. 10th mantra na, 9th upasana over? Kannadi? Okay. Appa. Now, 11th mantra, 10th upasana. Enakke confusion aayirchu. సో దిగ్ దేవత దిక్ దేవత దిక్ మీన్స్ డైరెక్షన్స్ దిక్షు ఇస్ దేర్ దిక్షు ఇస్ ద సప్తమి ఓకే దిక్షు పురుష మీన్స్ అపాన్ దట్ అని అర్థం సెవెంత్ కేస్ ఓకే దిక్ దేవత దిక్ దేవత ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్ ఆల్వేస్ కనెక్టెడ్ ఈచ్ డైరెక్షన్ ఇస్ కనెక్టెడ్ Eastern direction connected to northern and southern. Southern direction connected to western and like that each direction is connected. Dvitiyatvam. Dvitiyatvam. That means association with the second one. Adi one glory. Then anapagaha. Inseparable. You cannot separate them. The directions you cannot separate. Can you? You cannot separate. They say in those directions, Aswini Devatas are residing.
That's why Ashwini Devatas, Kumaras, Ashwini Kumaras, you cannot see one Ashwini Kumara. Both of them walk together all the time. So, Dvitiyatvamana. Ashwini Devatas residing in all directions. What is the phalam? Your friends are near and dear people with whom you are associated. They are not separated from you. Couples mainly. Okay, couples are not separated, friends are not separated, are near and dear people whom you love and have affection, they are not separated. Next comes the 12th mantra, 11th upasana, Chaya, Devata, shadow is the Devata. Shadow represents Mrityu, Maranam. And Mrityu represents here Ajnanam. Even Shankara Bhashyamlo kuda solale, Swamiji extra kudukkarar. Maybe Anandagiri somebody might have given this meaning. Marana means Mrityu. Mrityu, if you meditate upon that glory, virtue, this person will be free from disease. Roga Pidaadi, Pida won't be there. Roga Pida means a suffering out of disease won't be there for such a person. Free from disease, free from Hatan Marana. Why Swamiji gave different meaning? And he's already said, you know, free from sudden death. Apamrutyu won't be there. I already mentioned previously. So maybe another commentator gives another meaning. Chaya shadow represents Ajnanam. Ajnana Nivritti take place. Marana means Ajnana Nivritti. Phalam is Ajnana Nivritti. Maranam represents Ajnanam. You should not think Anaik Arram Kodre Kurra Vanna Madri. All the benefits he gets, Maranam and Ajnanam. So therefore Ajnanam he gets and Chola Kudar. Enna Cholano? Ajnana Nivritti Phalam. Positive benefit eduthukonu. Ippa negative edukka kudadu. Over. Enough. 13th mantra, 12th upasana. Alambana means Samashti Hiranyagarbha. Acharya says, Shankaracharya, Virat Purushaha Hridayastha Buddhau. Virat, Samashti Virat, you take. No? Hiranyagarbha, entire Virat put together, Samashti. So Samashti Hiranyagarbha. And the Hridayakasham, and the Hridayakashatikulla irukkara Buddhi, in that Buddhi, you have to meditate upon that Buddhi as Hiranyagarbha, it's a glory. That means, here, Vashyatmani, the control, the power, controlling his own internal organs, oh, mastery in artham. Vashyatmani, Prajapati Rupena, one's own heart. In that heart, there is a place, in that place, there is a Buddhi. In that Buddhi, you have to meditate upon as master, control, with total mastery, self-restraint. If you meditate upon that, yatha yatha upaste tadhaiva bhavate. Upasaka also become self-restrained, powerful, controlling power. All will come to that upasaka. Then what? Then what? Gargya knows this much. What happened? Atmanviha bhavati, atmanvini hasya praja bhavati. So his children also become what? Self-restrained. That upasaka, his children, progeny also all become self-restrained children. All children, progeny also will have their self-mastery. இப்போ நம்ம குழந்தைகளையெல்லாம் பயப்போ எல்லாம் ப்ராப்ளம் தான். சொன்ன மாட்ட பேச்சு கேட்கறதே இல்லை சுவாமினி, சொன்ன பேச்சு கேட்கறதே இல்லைன்னு சொல்கிறோமே. இந்த மாதிரி ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் அப்பா அம்மாவுக்கு இருக்காது.
parents won't have this problem. Their children are disciplined, well restrained. All those benefits that Upasaka will get. Afterwards, this Gargya tired. Everything, Ajatashastra says, I know more than this. Don't waste my time and Chulin Nirkar. It won't be nice to talk further. What happened? Saha Tushnimasa Gargyaha. He became silent. Better not to talk in front of this Raja. In front of this Raja, better not to open my mouth. Let me learn from him. Then it is an insult, no? Finally. Then Gargya recognized, I am going to be silent now. It is not fair on my part to talk much. Already this Raja is knowing so much. Let me learn from him. That means what? Saguna is not superior. Any upasana is what? Apara prakriti only. Apara prakriti of which chapter? Bhagavad Gita? 7th chapter. 7th chapter, apara prakriti Ishvara is inferior nature of Ishvara. So therefore, higher nature is what? Nirgunam Brahmaswarupam, that already Ajatashatru knows. So now Ajatashatru is going to teach that Nirgunam Brahma, who is superior than Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbhan ke Aadharam. Brahma Devanam Pradhama Sambhabhuva. Brahmaji is born. Born from where? That from that Nirgunam Brahma. Hey Gargya, you don't know that Brahman. I will teach you. Ni chumma ir na pesren. So therefore, I am also going to be chumma now, silent. So next class onwards, that comes in from 14th mantra onwards, Sahovacha Ajatashatruhu. That mantra we will read starting to the Nirguna Brahma teaching. Sahovacha Ajatashatruhu. Etavannu iti. Etavadvitim. Etavadhitim. Naitavataviditam. Naitavataviditam bhavatitim. Sahovacha Gargyaha. Upatvaya niti. Upatvaya niti. Now Gargya says, I approach you as a student. You are my teacher. Please teach me. That we'll see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.